Roll call, we're all here except the mayor. So I'm a unsuitable substitute tonight. Invocation. Danny, would you lead us in the invocation, please?
At this meeting of the council, help us to make decisions which keep us faithful to our mission and reflect our values. Give us the strength to hold our purpose, wisdom to guide us, and keen perception to lead us. And above all, keep us charitable as we deliberate.
Robert, would you lead us in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, this is a special call meeting tonight. Therefore, the agenda is what it is. Is there any public comment? Okay. Any general announcement from anybody on the council?
I want to announce on April the 18th, we're having a bicycle ride around Dunwood. This is going to be part of Lemonade Days, and the whole family is invited to participate in this. We're going to start it off at 9 o'clock in the morning at Brooklawn Park, and there'll be more on this in the paper and other press releases coming out very shortly, but it's going to start at 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning. There'll be a bicycle safety class, and the purpose of this is to build awareness in the community of having a bicyclable, walkable community. Hopefully, at some point in the future, we'll be able to have bicycle trails and bicycle paths and things that we need to make the community more bikeable. But this is going to be an event that it will have a fee attached to it, but what the intention, this is all under the auspices of the Dunwood Preservation Trust, but the fees that are collected from this are going to be donated by the trust to the city to start a fund to start building the trails and the bicycle lanes that we need in the city. And I just want to encourage you to get the word out to everybody you know about this event. It's going to be exciting.
Thank you, Andy. Anybody else?
I received an email from PEDS, Pedestrians Educating Drivers on Safety, that the company Radar Sign, I believe that's the name of the company, is going to make the city of Dunwoody a demonstration project for a speed limit lasered speed limit sign. And Public Works has already been notified of it, and they're working closely with the company to pick locations.
Okay. And just to tie on to Danny, on the 3rd of March, I'm riding my bicycle from Decatur to the state capitol with Mayor Floyd and others. So if you never see me again, I was run over by a person who didn't believe what John was talking about. Okay. Unfinished business. Sharon, would you read our item D1 for us, please?
Yes, sir. Discussion and vote on approving a contract for phone internet equipment and services for 41 perimeter assembly.
Okay. I'd like to start this off tonight with a brief from the staff, from the city manager, and our IT director, and our financial director.
Thank you, members of council. I appreciate the opportunity. The item that we have before you is the recommendation from the board on RFQ 09-321, which is voice over internet protocol telecommunications network infrastructure solution. The voice over IP and then the network equipment to basically run that system. As you know, we presented to you a proposal at your last meeting recommending a going with the vendor AdCap Network Solution. The council directed staff to go back to the drawing board, send out a bid document on this in a very short time frame to be able to match our needs, to be able to get installed, to get the police department up and running by April 1st. Staff has gone ahead and done that. We sent out the proposal 627 vendors from the Georgia State Registry, and then a few additional vendors that have expressed interest in the project. And what I'm going to ask for now is Michael Lockett, our IT manager, is going to go through with you a little bit of the background and explain his recommendations and findings based on the contract. And our finance director, John Grother, is also going to speak after Michael to explain to you how we plan on paying for this. And then all three of us will be happy to answer any questions that you may have. And I'll explain Michael.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Coming for you today for a recommendation for the Rocky telephone solution for the city of Dunwoody. Completed the request to issue an RFQ with a quotation, with a requirement quotation. Once again, we sent out to roughly 27 bidders, had two responders come back. We had Digitel and AgCap Solutions both provide responses to our RFQ. We put together a meeting from police, purchasing, and IT to review each of the RFQs that were returned to the city. And we found that AgCap Solutions, based on their expertise, abilities, and the design quote, was the best qualified vendor for this particular solution to implement the voice over internet protocol solution for the city of Dunwoody. The primary identification or primary thing that stood out with AgCap Solutions was the ability to address our needs for development over the first year of operation with the city of Dunwoody. They provided a value add of 1 year of complete support across the gamut for everything that we would do with that network and our new infrastructure. The total solution for AgCap Solutions, AgCap Network Solutions, is $221,000. That includes the phone solution and a mobile network infrastructure. The network was designed with public safety in mind, with dual routers and ASA routers for redundancy to ensure that the network remains in an operational status and to ensure that all the records, all the police records and internal documents remain safe on our network. We've also provided some details into the physical flow that came back to NACAP for all the different segments of the network. I followed through on a number of the questions that were posed at the last meeting, and I was able to break down and do a per-port cost for this solution. In a redundant environment, to include network security and URL filtering with endpoint devices at each port, we are at a cost of roughly about $335. The raw cost for the phones are about $200 per location. So that gives me a cost of $335 per location. We looked at a total annual cost, a recurring annual cost in this solution of about $10,000. At $7,415.36 for Cisco support and maintenance, and another $1,898 for the X-Media fax solution that we've included in this particular request. And I'd like to open the floor for any technical related questions at this time.
Okay. Work. Well, the solution is basically the same equipment. I know both of these companies are third-party suppliers of Cisco and other telephone equipment for the equipment, basically the same, it's just the support that you made the decision against?
Yes. The thing that stood out in both our RFQs was the ability to support. There was a very strict SOW or scope of work to complete without any processes to slow down the implementation and the Digitel quote. And it was so firm that it could potentially create a scale point for us in a developing building as we're physically implementing all of the physical structure that goes into 41 Perimeter East. The ability for the vendor to stand by their work is a term that I heard earlier today, and support us for that first year to ensure that as we implement Enterprise GIS, all of our application servers, ensure that we're able to do that in a time frame without additional cost was the greatest deciding factor.
Both these companies are Georgia-based companies.
That's
one's located in Alpharetta, and one's located at 30360 Dunwoody.
That's That's correct.
I don't know if any consideration was given to have done what he's pushing, but that's saying that they want to bid.
Yes, we gave full consideration. Both quotes came in fairly close in number. Both provided a real deal. They responded to the quote as designed. The support aspect was the standing decision maker for this act, the AFCAP award.
Was it $221,335 for how many phones is it? Or is that just phones, or is that?
It's a combination of network equipment, the security devices that support network equipment, and phones.
Okay, how many phones are we talking about?
Roughly 80 phones, going into 220 data ports.
Okay. The cabling, Danny and I spent a lot of time this afternoon, but one thing is the cabling in the building. Who's doing that, and how much does that cost?
That's going to be scoped out by Overkin International. That's part of the build-out process for 41 for our release.
Okay, so that, we include that in the IT budget before?
Yeah, is it going to be included in the total cost for the build-out for our center east of Georgia Cable? I think it's a company that's going to do the actual cable report. It'll be a third party vendor.
Do we have any idea roughly cost on that, or?
I might have to get back to you.
Okay. We check references on both. I mean, I know the time frame is really impressive, but we check references on both of these vendors.
Physically, we did not do a complete check of all references. AFCAP had physically more local government references. They had clients which include Marietta, Henry County, and some additional cities in the metro area.
Look at this segment. Captain Army. Basically, look at the VoIP service we're getting, and it looks like it serves like 1,000 phones. Is that, not being a professional-led business, is that overkill, or is that?
It's more designed. It's some of the solutions that are a part of call manager, the full call manager. Call manager expresses is typically a solution that's designed for remote offices or branch offices or small retail store types. And it supports typically up to 200 users, minus some of the functionality.
I guess if we sat down with the vendor to go process, when we take our other three city vendors, we sat down and negotiate meetings with them, we sat down with these
vendors. I would like to welcome the vendors to have to sit down with the council, but just due to the extremely compressed time frame, we weren't able to engage in that particular activity.
And I guess, Chief, the call recording and all that, I'm looking at some of these items that just seem to add a lot of cost to it. The call recording, some of that stuff, is that something you really, we talked to Deputy Chief Sides this afternoon.
Yeah, I didn't get the chance to review that part of it. I know Deputy Chief Sides has been working on it a little bit. I think, it's something that would be great to have. We could probably do that on all the phones. Maybe only use it on a certain one.
And I can provide you a greater detailed call recording. Typically, it's used in most local government environments. What it does, it actually allows us to capture call data as soon as the call is initiated. And in the event there was a change in the demeanor of the call, we would be able to capture from the moment that call was initiated, and we could see the progression of that call and the change at the point of that call. And we use it for evidence in the police.
Okay. I guess some of this capacity, again, not being an expert, is the data transfer between police cars.
This is the infrastructure that would bring that data in from the outside world. It's going to be what we build our remote camera systems for the cars into. It will be the path that we use to do the GCIC to bring the information in from the remote vehicle path.
This
is
a question for Warren. How much does the cost going to be the first year? We have to pay the full.
First year would be $36,000. Let me make sure I understand your question. He's speaking from the cost of the installation and maintenance. Right, the first year debt service is $36,000 cost.
So we only budgeted for $27,000.
That's correct.
And you're going to be going over our.
Yeah, we'll be doing a budget amendment with y'all next week that will cover the things that have occurred in the past and also this and the build out as well. But we did include in the packet payment timeline and also on the first note that we wrote
What we're planning on doing is taking the excess funds that it will be necessary to make that first payment on the lease program out of the rent funds that we have. And those, obviously, with getting free rent for the first year, would otherwise be outstanding.
Would it be helpful for the council if we got a finance brief on this before we then ask the questions of all of us, through all of us?
Yeah, that's fine.
What exactly is your question? Yeah, John is happy to provide it to you.
Good evening, Mayor, President, and Council. As Warren has stated, the city proposes to fund this equipment or the staff. The finance staff is recommending that we proceed with a supplemental five-year GMA lease. They have quoted us a 3.23% rate. And as Warren has said, that management recommends that we reallocate the budget rent savings that's in the budget, of which $36,089 will pay the first year's debt service. In the succeeding years, we will include this in our operating budget. So basically, tonight we are asking for your approval to proceed with this lease, and if it meets with your approval, we will bring it back to you at the next council meeting. As Warren said, there may be some amendments to the budget, and at that time we may need to, there may be some other changes to this lease that we will bring it back to you at the next meeting. But it is our recommendation to proceed with the GMA lease at 3.23% at this time.
Is that a leased a lease to buy? Is it ours after 5 years for $1, or what is it?
It would be our equipment at the end of 5 years. Yes,
it leases is a slightly separate. It really is just a financing program.
It's a package.
Mm-hmm. They just call it a lease program because until you pay it off.
They are calling this a supplemental lease to our master lease that we. That the city entered into for $3 million, so it would be a supplemental lease to that master lease. And of course, there's no money down, and we do believe that's the best interest rate that the city, at this time could obtain, 3.23%. So it is a good rate with no money down, very competitive. So that is our recommendation. And we will, at our next council meeting, this will require a budget amendment as well. We'll bring those budget amendments to you at the next council meeting. We'll have a financial update, a purchasing policy, and the budget amendments will be presented to you at the next council meeting. And then this lease as well, to the final. It will need your final approval at the next council meeting.
Let me just clarify this, John, if I may, then. We had around $27,000 budgeted. So we're looking at about a $9,000 plus up. Is that correct?
That's correct. But there are already some other items that we have not brought to you at this time, but in the course of construction, and I believe in the chief's area, there's some equipment that's going to need to be included in this lease. And so we will have to itemize those amendments to you and have them ready for you at the next meeting. Before we execute this lease agreement, so
let me re-ask that because maybe I don't think I asked her. This is strictly for phone systems for this system right here. We had around 27, and we were 36.
That's correct.
So it's a $9,000 delta.
That's correct.
So we're a $9,000 delta.
Yes, sir.
I just want one question about the EdCap lease. Were they the low bidder?
Well, we did obtain some quotes from other banks.
No. I'm switching gears.
EdCap.
I'm switching gears. Was EdCap the low bidder?
They were not. They were the second. They were the highest billed bidder. But the professional services offered was about $22,000 for year one at a gold level complete care. I think we would incur additional costs greater than that 22 as we turn off the city from an IT infrastructure standpoint. So the value was in the additional professional services and a rate of roughly $22,000 that was provided in the agreement.
actually came out at 218, lowered into town 221.
So just so $3,000 apart?
$3,000.
All right.
A year of service.
Yeah, right. Okay.
With the year of service being the bill.
Would you also talk to there was a bid for a different, didn't fit the RFQ that we had. The RFP that we had, and why we would have a problem with that?
Yes, there was a solution provided by Digitel that did not fit the spec. It would require us to actually close this quote and go out to RFQ again to address that solution. Based on the current time frame, I'm not sure if we have that option to go out. There's a very detailed difference between Express and the call manager. The Express is actually designed for what we consider branch offices or remote sites. It just didn't have the full spectrum of what we're trying to accomplish from a phone system standpoint. To the first person answer the single number reach and some of the other issues I was talking about.
Talking to Chief's right-hand man today, the site process, and basically one of the things we really wanted to know was, is this by going to the system, the two bids, the bid from Digitel and AdCap, and answering the RFP, those are apples comparing apples, is that correct?
That's correct. It was a simple design RFQ, and they both responded in a very detailed, exact response to what we requested, and they were definitely apples to apples.
One of the things, and Chief, you may want to weigh in, is by going to this system on the higher end here, which is the other system, we didn't have the RFP for it, number one, but number two, it will enhance the officer as far as staying in the police car and doing patrolling rather than doing paperwork. Is this true? Yes, sir.
One of the things that I believe this system does is allows to do a lot of things electronically from the car, submit reports, not only complete them, but to submit the reports electronically and back into a server and where they can be checked and that sort of thing. So it certainly does that.
And would you also explain the RFP about the maintenance package that was included as part of that from both bidders from the Cisco systems?
There's multiple layers of support. Cisco requires a smart net agreement on all of their hardware. Basically, it ensures that we are able to send it out for repair, maintenance with Cisco. It also covers the software, the Call Manager 6.0, the Unity, and the Presence server that we're purchasing. And as long as we continue to keep our annual maintenance with Cisco for the roughly $7,600 per year, we'll be able to buy into the upgraded packages for version 7 to version 8 of Call Manager. The second level of support is actually access to local engineers that understand and build network infrastructure. The value add again from AdCap at roughly $22,000 was the solution that would, the secondary support solution that we discussed. They provided an updated quote and the final best offer. That was their response to our final best offer. It's actually outlined in the documentation.
Okay, so that's just the face of this would be that maintenance contract deliver.
Correct. If you purchase it for one.
So we would follow our own for that particular system. And that's kind of the mid-range. I know they had gold, silver, bronze. Is that silver?
This is the goal, full access to their engineers for 1 year. And again, as we build the infrastructure, I think we're going to use that service and probably take full advantage of that service offer. And again, that was one of the deciding factors based on the scope of work. first in line to do the tails had a stop bid, that's what that view, where it automatically converted to an hourly rate for additional support. Literally, we're building a network infrastructure to include all applications from ground up, and I'm sure we're going to require network changes, and we're going to dynamically change the phone for periods of time for the first 6 to 7 months.
This maintenance, it's available 24/7, 365?
Correct. They actually, part of that support agreement, they put a monitoring server on site. So we have to mail alerts if we have a switch that goes out of a certain range. We can be notified if we have any outage. They're addressed in a remote manner via a VPN connection to the site to allow them to address any concerns that we may have. It also gives us access just for the day-to-day functions of questions and access to a knowledge base of engineers.
Asked before, is this just the basic service we're able to add? I hate to call them accessories, but you know, the security cards to get in the doors?
Well, the network infrastructure is a power over Ethernet configuration, and power over Ethernet allows you to do such things as control access, allows you to add IP-based cameras, so for security reasons, if we needed to add a camera to a location, PoE provides a great level of ease and reduced cabling costs as well.
So do we have plans to purchase some of this?
We're actually going to integrate our L3 wireless camera upload from patrol cars into this solution. And of course, we can always add additional cameras, additional phone headsets, anything that's IP-based that uses power over Ethernet to include access control.
Do we have plans to do that right now? I'm sure we're going to need security cameras around the police station.
Yes. The build-out will include a certain amount of security to include limited access security cameras, which have either the punch key or a slide card functionality. We're also going to be installing cameras, which will be on our network, to monitor very key areas, entrance exits to the police department, and then also the financial transactions to be able to videotape that.
Those are going to be part of the build-out, or we're going to give us a separate team?
Yeah, what I'm going to do next week, actually, Sean will probably make the presentation, is to provide you with a budget amendment that will cover two major things. One is that some of the things that we've already identified are necessary for budget amendments as we've gone through the fiscal year, such as the lobbyist fee that we went ahead with that contract. Some other small things that we've noticed that just weren't right in the budget, we want to get fixed up quickly. They're not a major consequence. The second one, which will be a much larger deal, is the budget amendment that will cover the voice over IP system, some network infrastructure that we're also going to put into the building that was not budgeted for, and some build-out issues that have come up above the tenant allowance, which is, you know, a chiller, generator, a number of other items. What I'd like to do is have a little bit more time this week to be able to get firm on the numbers. I know that we're going to have a meeting today with the contractor. We're just about nailed down on all of our costs. And we're going to make some other tactical decisions in the next day or so. And then for your packet on Thursday, you'll have a budget amendment, a report on the construction, any overruns that we are anticipating beyond what the tenant allowance allowed for, how we're going to pay for all of this. And in addition, we're also going to present to you on Friday, or Thursday or Friday in your packet, will be the January financial report, which will give you an idea of exactly where we are with actual revenue, actual expenditures, any variances and any issues that we're seeing. It'll be in a format that would be very user-friendly so that we can really get to the key management issues and outside of the accounting world. We're also planning on publishing that on the web.
Okay. Voice over internet protocol. I mean, why did we select to go there? I mean, I'm sorry I went here last week. We probably covered some of this last week in the presentation. Unfortunately, the old flu bug got me. But why did we select voice over internet protocol versus other technologies that might be out there that maybe been around a bit longer?
Typically for cost savings, and it is the quickly becoming the standard. Most 70% of new phone implementations are voice over IP. Most of the larger corporations, Home Depot and UPSs, have done voice over IP in the last 4 to 5 years. The primary reason is this same solution, and with a PRI-based telecom solution from AT&T, the monthly cost would be about $5,400 a month for those services. The service that we're using is a session-initiated protocol. It actually merges voice and data into one circuit to bring that information into the building, and we're going to have that circuit for about $1,800 per month. So voice of our fees is cheaper than we want.
How about the security aspect of it?
The security aspect is a big part of the reason we have to design it the way that is. We're using dual ASA, which are routers, to ensure that we're protected from the outside world. The ability to move voice over a secure network is primarily the reason I opted for a virtual IP solution. It is typically what most new startups will have as far as phone solution. Once again, it's about 70% of the market now for new phone implementations.
And also, there's some other added advantages that are not completely financially based with service provided. For example, I think there is some functionality, and Michael can go into better detail than I can from a customer service standpoint. One of the things that was described to me was that one of the challenges you have in any large office is that somebody calls and they say, can I speak to so-and-so? And you've got to call into there to find out if they're there and if they're available to speak. This actually has a functionality where the operator, when they pick up the phone, will have a monitor that will show each user and whether or not there's any activity on their computer. So you can tell basically if somebody's in their office typing, we know it at the front desk, and they can let that caller know that person is there and available to speak. So some other things kind of related to that that help us be able to get calls faster, get them to the right person. We've got the one call feature, which will basically, if you call that number, and it'll continue to call numbers until it finds you, which I guess is good and bad. Voice over IP stalker. And some other features like that that are only you're only able to have if you're able to combine the internet with phone. And I think that will enrich the ability for us to provide better customer service for you.
This is the solution in front of us. We're getting a Cadillac. I'm not sure we asked for it, but that's what we're getting. I think it'll serve us well. I think that's the way to go, but I'm not sure we budgeted for it. But I'm hoping and trusting it's the right solution.
I just reiterate what John said. Concerned about process here. I think we can press on things to not up there because I don't know that we can pull out a little more time, so I have a more complete solution. And I just have a question on how thoroughly we can review it in a short period of time like that. I'd like to see if we go down line putting other applications
out there that we have a lot more input in the front end. I'm not sure what it would be. We have a proposal that we can vote on. As long as it was the billing address.
You're good.
I'll make a motion. I make a motion that we accept the staff's recommendations on the implementation of the UIP in the new City Hall. Discussion?
Do we need to add contingent upon?
That's really what it was, City Attorney.
amend my motion that contingent upon the review of the performed by the city attorney.
Second.
Any discussion on the amendment? Okay, I think, you know, the whole idea of this is that, you know, we took this off a week. They went out with a bid across the... They didn't get enough... We didn't get that many bids. But, you know, it's the same way we did with the vendors. We think we have a quality bid, quality aspects, and I think we can proceed. Any other discussion on the amendment? Okay, let's all vote on the amendment. Seeing none, we'll vote on the amendment. And which, Sharon, do you want to read that back? That contingent upon the
contingent
approval.
Contingent upon the review and approval of the final proposal by the city attorney.
All in favor, raise your right hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, vote was 5-1. Councilman Ross approved. Okay, now we're going back to the original motion. That original motion was that we accept the recommendation by the new city staff for the phone system implementation into the new city hall. Any discussion on that? Okay, seeing no discussion, all those in favor of the original motion, raise your right hand. Opposed? Okay, the vote's 5-1. Councilman Ross, made his motion. Okay, that ends the agenda item. Is there any more? Is there any public comment? Any public comment? Any public comments on the... No? Okay, seeing none, now, and the executive session is not required. There are no items for the executive session on special meeting. I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion's made by Councilman Taylor to adjourn. Is there a second?
I'll second.
And second by Councilman Ross. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the meeting's adjourned. Okay, we'll take about a 4 or 5 minute stretch break and we'll get right into the work session.
They should have a lot of experience and they should have asked questions in that.
Go on.
This guy's on the right side of the table too. I guess first.
The service afterwards.
Yes.
Let's turn that off.